אז אנחנו קוראים קטעי מקור בנושא
We are reading excerpts on the topic of everything is obtained by the power of prayer. We are in excerpt number 8.
8? Okay. However, I'm asking very much, please go over what we learn in the morning in this lesson throughout the day. For somebody, it may be the morning, for somebody else noon, for somebody else in the evening. It doesn't matter. We are around the globe. But it's very important for us that we nevertheless will live this fortnight. And it doesn't matter what is the time for each one of us right now, so that throughout those 24 hours, we are pretty much on the face of the entire planet, in the same intention, in the same material. It helps a lot because all in all, we're building a single vessel for the revelation of the Creator. So, please.
Excerpt
number 8. It is upon a person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes, so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator, so he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow. There are two discernments to make in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, that this will be his only aspiration. Two, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to please the Creator. In other words, he must work and toil extensively to obtain light and kli vessel. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. A kli vessel is a desire, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Those two he should receive from the Creator, meaning both the light and the vessel.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут не очень понятно по тексту. Первое,
yes, dear Raf, it's not clear according to the text. He says the light is called desire.
Называется тоже желание. Чтобы у него было желание.
To yearn, to bring him pleasure, and the vessel is also a desire. Can you explain?
I'll read it. It is upon a person to pray each day, meaning all day long, to be connected to the Creator, and to ask, first of all, that he will open his eyes, the person's eyes, so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator. That is, that I want that the Creator will help me to get to know his greatness. Why? Because by that I'll be able to be above my desire, my egoistic desire. And I will be able to work with my desire, with everything that I have, with my substance, my matter, my intentions, my desires, my brain and my heart. I'll be able to work in this soul. If the Creator doesn't shine, he doesn't influence me, then I won't have any possibility to rise above my beast. So I'm asking from the Creator that the Creator will show me his greatness and importance. And if I will have the greatness and importance of the Creator that is more than the greatest and importance of my beast, of myself, then I'll be able to work in order to bestow. It's very simple. Right? If one is more and the other is less, who is more important in my eyes, myself or the Creator? So I'm asking of the Creator, make it so that you will be more important in my eyes than myself, my beast, so that I will be able to rise above it and work with it only for your sake, for your benefit. I'm asking of him such forces. so that he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow. There are two discernments to make in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon the Creator, that this will be his only aspiration, and this is what I constantly want to be drawn to, only to give contentment to the Creator, all of me, only in this direction. And two, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to please the Creator. That is, that I will be aimed with from all of the, my desires, all of my thoughts, everything possible, as it says, everything that is within your power and ability to do, do it, so that he will have the inclination to give contentment to the Creator. In other words, he must work and toil extensively in order to obtain a light and vessel. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. A kli, a vessel, is a desire, meaning that he will have a desire he will want to bestow upon the Creator. And those two, light and vessel, he should receive from the Creator, meaning both the light and the vessel. Now, Vlad is asking, what is the difference here between the light and the vessel, right? That's it. So, indeed, from the text, there seems to be some maybe lack of precision or... So what does he say here? I want to have a desire so that I will be able to perform actions out of which the Creator gets contentment. That's it. That one needs to work and toil extensively in order to obtain a light and a vessel. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. This is called light. And the kli, the vessel, is a desire, meaning that he will have a desire that he will want to bestow upon the Creator. So, how can I put it? Well, let's put it this way. I have a desire. You're right. It's difficult to express this with words. I have an internal desire to reach bestowal to the Creator. And how shall I put it? It's a difference between the intention and the desire. We can't quite express it with words. Yes. I don't find the words. That is, the vessel and the light here seemingly are working in the same direction, and so it's hard for us to distinguish between them. One time, I want to bestow to the Creator out of my desire, but my desire in the created being is not expressed in the desire itself, because my desire remains an egoistic desire. It's just that the intention above it is an intention to bestow to the Creator. And therefore I need the light that will help me to execute my desire in the right form, to express myself, my intention in the right form. You're right. I can't with just a couple of words just to say this. Let's continue and then we will come back. Remind us later to come back. Maybe we will find the words.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
when a person begins to work, what should he awaken inside of him? The arvut or contentment with the Creator?
The end of the act is in the preliminary thought, meaning first we have to see what is the purpose, and then How do we achieve it? So if I have to achieve adhesion, as Baal Salam writes in his articles, that the final goal is adhesion, and you achieve adhesion through equivalence of form. So how can I be in equivalence with the Creator to the extent that He gives, I too should give. What does it mean to give for me? To work with my will to receive, which wants only to receive. But in practice, I want the essence of my act to be bestowal. So by this, I have a difference between the act and the intention, the aim.
No?
Sorry, I was disturbing you. So first of all, I need to ask for a desire without an intention, right?
No. A desire you have.
I don't have a desire for the Creator.
The Creator has no desire to bestow. We just say it. We only say it. But in truth, the only desire in us is to receive. All our work is in the intention. We will never have a desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is the Creator Himself. We are always a desire to receive, but to the extent that our intention on top of the will, our will to receive, is there, and it changes the quality, the essence of the desire. That's it.
Every time that I try to get into the root of the work, I discover a lack of desire for the intention later to come. Fine, but first of all, I need to...
You feel lack of desire because you're discovering that your intention is realized. So if it is realized, it empties the will to receive, so it cannot receive. Until people feel that they are seemingly, as long as people feel that they are going to receive, they have fuel and they advance. When they begin to understand that they will get nothing for themselves, they stop working. They have no energy, no fuel.
At that point of emptiness, what should a person ask for?
Ask the Creator for a desire to bestow. That the Creator will shine on him, and then in that light that shines on him, he will be able to think about bestowal. To the extent that the Creator shines, to that extent, a person, like a magnet lifting up a piece of metal, a person can rise from the aim to receive to the aim to bestow. But the desire always remains in the desire to receive. But we are living in the intention. And this is why if the Creator gives us the importance of His nature, of Him, then we can live in order to bestow, in the aim to bestow.
Brazil 2.
Thanks, Rav and friends. Can't we say that the vessel is something that I acquire from the work, like something that is built from our tools, and the light is a tendency, a proclivity that comes from above, something subtle?
Yes. The vessel is what we create between us, in the connection between us, with the intention to bestow upon the Creator. And that too is done through an influence from above. But once we obtain a certain level of bestowal upon the Creator, in this we begin to feel ourselves to some extent like the Creator. And this is called light coming to us and filling us.
PT 17. Rav, here he writes to ask that he will open his eyes so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator. There are other excerpts where it says that we should not ask to see the greatness of the Creator. So how can we keep it so that it won't go to the desire which is in order to receive?
It all depends on how I can use the greatness of the Creator. If I ask for the greatness of the Creator, and then I will be able to work in order to bestow upon Him, then I ask. As Moses says, show me your glory. And if I want only to ask in order to enjoy for myself, because I belong to a great king, then of course nothing will come out of it. The Creator makes sure that He brings us into the forces of bestowal. Ita 3.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Ricevere il Kli significa ottenere lo spessore al fine di superarlo.
To receive the vessel, does it mean to receive coarseness so that we are able to overcome it? And in that way we can bring contentment to the Creator?
Again?
Repeat.
Ricevere il Kli.
To receive the vessel, does it mean to receive coarseness with the purpose that we will be able to overcome it and thus give contentment to the Creator?
Yes, although coarseness is not regarded as a vessel. The vessel is regarded as having asking for the power to overcome on top of the coarseness. We receive it, and then we can work with the coarseness in order to bestow. By this, coarseness becomes refinement, bestowal, congruence with the Creator. So a vessel, from our perspective, is called will to receive. The bigger it is, and on top of it you have the restriction and the screen and the reflected light when we want to bestow upon the Creator. This is called a vessel.
Beseder.
Okay.
No, Queens.
All right, Queens.
Венс.
Не стоит.
Экран включи.
Раф, все время должно прийти к совершенному кли.
Ложим. Creation has to reach a perfect кли.
We couldn't hear you.
Прийти к совершенному кли.
Should the whole of creation reach a state of a complete vessel?
Yes, as it is written, they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, and my house shall be called a house of prayer to all the nations. The Creator has no difference between people. He only promotes them according to the breaking, to the extent that the vessels broke, from above downward. According to this, He promotes them. That's it. He shines on them with a general light. A certain layer of the vessels awakens, and they come in contact with the Creator and begin to work. And that way, layer by layer, from the whole of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon.
PT6.
Rav, I'm reading number 8, and it's impossible to do it, right? How can you do it? Practically.
I can't tell you the whole method of correction now. Read everything that's written thoroughly. Through the society, alone it's impossible. And try not to push the society away from you and not run away from them, but together with them, constantly awaken one another, help one another, and then around the clock you'll be connected to the goal, and you will very quickly achieve corrections. Michael.
Excerpt number 9. We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning master power and might, to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator, as it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your minds to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest. Again, excerpt number 9. We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning to muster power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your minds to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest. Excerpt number 10. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and we do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but He awaits for a time when we will have the kelim, vessels, to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short.
Okay. I see no questions. So? Continue.
I read 9 and then 10. We can read 10 again. Or we also have Peter 2 now who want to ask.
Peter 2, please.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, как вот научиться?
Рав, please say, how can we learn not to disregard the prayer, not to disregard this power that is constantly holding us in connection with the Creator? How not to lose that?
Over a long time, when you give up each time more and more on your own power, on all of your theories, that you can do this, that you can achieve it that way, that you can get closer this way, and in the end you see that nothing helps you, but precisely what Kabbalists write, and you already understand that you have no choice but to either do what they want, what they recommend, or you won't succeed in anything. And then you do it. From this, we get smarter. Why is it written that there's none so wise as the experienced? Does experience bring wisdom? Yes, after many experiences, many attempts that I failed, I come to a state where I have no choice. I lower my head and I do what Kabbalists say. And that's how we advance.
Latin 3.
Latin 3.
Gracias, Rav. Buenos días. Cuando se refiere, no se callen, se refiere a la plegaria.
Thank you, Rav. Can he repeat, please?
Sí, cuando se refiere a no se callen, se refiere a la plegaria.
When we talk about not to fall, does it refer to the prayer?
I didn't understand the question.
Sí, en el texto dice no se callen. La pregunta es, ¿se
in the text it says that they should not weaken, I guess, not fall. Are they referring to the prayer? Is that what they mean, that they should not fall or weaken? No, sorry, not to keep silent, my mistake. Not to keep silent or not to rest. In number 9, when it says not to rest, take no rest, does that refer to the prayer?
You need to try to, constantly talk to the Creator. Constantly talk to the Creator. Try through the friends, alone, as much as you can, but don't let go of it. And gradually you'll come to a state through this speaking that never stops, seemingly, between you and Him. You will gradually include in it your whole ten, your whole group, until you come to truly speaking with the Creator from within the ten, and this is called the prayer of many. And then even in the ten, you will see that you can include the whole of the world, the world clean, and then all of humanity. And then for everyone's sake, you are appealing to the Creator, and this is called being a true messenger of the public.
Moscow 1.
Hello, Rav, and then the whole world Kli. I have a practical question. Every morning after the lesson, we have a lesson summary, and we build a prayer in our tent for the whole day. Sometimes it happens that throughout the day you read that prayer and you see it's just words. Help the friend, the Creator, help us. Sometimes you are inspired so much that you are going with it the whole day and you're in that state. So how is this connection of inspiration and the prayer? How can we make it in such a way?
It is all done by the Creator. He builds for you a feeling that you're closer to Him, farther from Him. But in truth, it is only your feeling. It's not like you should disregard it. But understand that it's His games. By this, as we do with children, we push them away, we bring them closer. We want them to respond, to change, so they will feel changing situations, because the more the different states the baby goes through, it grows, it becomes smarter, because there is none so wise as the experienced. Why? Because he is in all kinds of different states. So the main thing we need is to pay attention to the states we're going through. But our problem is that to understand the states we go through, we are shut within us. We're shut within us, and this is what stops us terribly. I have to feel myself being in the ten. And the ten is in the World Bnei Baruch organization. And this whole organization is within humanity. And in this way, like, it's called the matryoshka or babushka, a doll within a doll within a doll within a doll. So when we clothe one on top of the other, we feel reality in this way and see it in this way, and then we want all of reality to stand opposite from the Creator, in front of the Creator. And every time, we should constantly keep ourselves in this way. We are in the last generation. We have no choice. We have to not think only about the ten, but about all of us together and all of humanity and the Creator. Then, from this, we will truly have a complete relation from Him. Cab U3.
Hello, Rab. Question from our 10. Can we say that our prayer is the force of our view? Thank you, Rab.
לא, כוח הוויות זה הרצון שלנו, עד כמה שקשה בינינו.
No, no, the power of avyut is our force, not the personal desire, to the extent that it's difficult for us to connect, to be together. The resistance to connection, this is our desire. And how we overcome the resistance to connect, the gaps between us, the powers of rejection, to the extent that we overcome them in order to be together. We try to be together with all our mutual might, and then we pray to the Creator, we turn to the Creator to help us connect among us. And then, out of the connection between us, when we feel that He helps us and brings us closer, through this connection, which we received with His help, we turn to Him. And in this way, we advance. We begin to be in a request to Him, for Him. In other words, we have requests. When we ask Him to connect us, that's the prayer to build the vessel, or to correct the vessel, you can put it this way. And afterwards, to realize, to implement the vessel. Yes, what do we want if we already have some connection between us? This is how we advance in our society now. In a prayer, as in anything spiritual, you have four stages. Well, besides the roots, which always comes from the Creator, and then you have one, two, three, four that we have to do. The four stages in the prayer we will learn. It's not for now, so as not to confuse us, but we will learn it, and how we accordingly build the connection between us and to the Creator. Moscow
1.
Sorry, it's just that I didn't get the time to continue. You said nicely that we exist inside of ourselves, so give us an advice, a recipe for how can I get out of myself. I am intellectually, mentally, I understand that I need to be with my friends, but it is it is so classical, academic, theoretical. How can I feel it, the need for it?
Oh, Misha, it's not simple. This problem remains until the end of correction. At every single degree, it appears differently. It is only pray, only ask the Creator to open the heart. And each one who prays for the others, by this he causes the opening of his own heart. Are you listening? If you pray that the friends' hearts will open to each other, then by this you will make your own heart open, and not directly. Everything a person asks for himself pushes him away from the Creator. Everything he asks for the friends brings him closer to correction. Try it out and then tell us. You've got a big and good heart. Try it.
No.
There is another thing here. Rav, you said to pray. When I pray with my thoughts for my friends, I nevertheless expect a response. How will they relate to the fact that I'm praying for them? So I'm looking for some reward. How can I not do that?
No. The Creator did this to you on purpose, so you will regret still having such thoughts. And on them too, you should ask. Of course, it will happen. Don't think. I'll tell you more. There will be states where you will do good things, spiritual already, in order to bestow. And you'll discover the Creator. and how much pleasure you're giving him, and you will feel what pleasure you're giving him, and then you'll discover you did it also with intention for yourself. Yeah, that's the way it is. Otherwise, you can't discover the depth of creation. And you'll be happy when you discover it, because specifically out of this, you'll be able to turn to the Creator even more and ask for corrections. Okay, friends, Spain 2.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, en el grupo siempre hay amigos que se van distanciando.
Rab, in the group we always have friends who feel that they are far away.
Pero otros definitivamente no vuelven.
But
estos que vuelven,
when we try to raise the prayer, some come back and others do not come back and come closer. How should we interpret this? To stay silent if somebody maybe not is praying hard enough?
You have to do all the activities that we read about from Rabash on the society and envelop every friend, but gently, and envelop every friend so he will feel that he has a place where he can advance from it to the Creator safely. You have to give a sense of security, like a mother gives to her baby. That's what a group has to give to each one who is in it. This is very important. And then no one will drift away or run away.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, the prayer is the means to get to know the Creator.
A prayer is a means to connect to the Creator, and through it comes everything. When you connect to the Creator, through it you also send what you want to bestow upon the Creator, and the Creator too gives you what you need to receive from Him.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Quizás un poco ya contestó. Mi pregunta era.
Thank you, Rab. Maybe you answered it a bit. The question earlier, the question was, when somebody raises a prayer to the Creator,
entonces, la pregunta es,
he asks of the Creator to fill a specific lack. And so the question is the prayer an act of bestowal or an act of reception?
In the prayer, there is everything. There is nothing more than prayer. A prayer means I am connecting to the Creator, both to Him, and by this I also receive from Him. In the same conduit, pipeline that I built, by which I turn to the Creator after I built this pipeline, through the same pipeline I receive from Him, man and mud. This is what we have in our connection with the Creator. So it is really done on the same string, so to speak, the same line of connection. I for my beloved, and my beloved is for me.
Beseder.
Okay.
Haifa 3.
Good morning. Is the feeling of connection in the 10, it is actually the feeling of the revel of discovering the lack of connection?
Well, it stems from searching for the connection between us, and to the extent that we identify if we have it or don't, we operate accordingly. We have to constantly check to what extent we are connected among us until we come to be as one man with one heart. And of course, by this, our sensitivity will also grow, and every time we'll discover that although it seemed to us like we are connected, now we see that we're not connected because our sensitivity, our scale, our resolution has changed. So accordingly, we also have to get closer. PT 27.
Rav, I'm asking from the text in excerpt 9. Before we enter the king's palace, we need to master power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. I want to ask about eliciting a desire from the Creator, not eliciting fulfillment, if I understand correctly, but eliciting a desire.
A desire to bestow. This is what we need. There are two things here that you touched. We are in an ocean of upper light, the general light that fills all of reality. Our connection with the Creator, when we build of ourselves a vessel to receive the upper light which is around us in abundance, so we have a connection with the Creator in order to build our vessel. But the upper light is in complete rest. We are in the light now, but who feels it? To the extent of the vessel that I receive from the Creator, I will feel that I am in the spiritual world, in the light, in some measures, from zero on to 125 degrees to the light of infinity.
This means, sorry, that in every stage, the first fulfillment is this connection, the right efficiency, the vessel, that is the fulfillment we get from the light at every stage?
Yes. Meaning, we, in our plea to the Creator, we acquire some special form of upper light which corrects us. And to the extent of that correction, we make contact with the upper light, and we receive it in order to bestow, in order to please the host, the Creator. In other words, there's an act of correcting the vessel and an act of filling the vessel.
And the act for the correction of the vessel is that like a prayer before a prayer at every stage? First of all, to get this desire, the need?
Correct. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. How can we give the friends confidence and power if I feel that my heart is shut, that I'm just lying and things like that?
It's a problem. About this too, we need to pray. It's called a prayer before a prayer. Even if you can't ask, there is no such thing as a Creator not hearing. It's like a child who nags his parents. In the end, he gets what he wants. We can see the same with animals. The little cubs, they don't let go of their parents. And that's how they get what they need.
So to continue?
So yeah, just keep going all the time. Keep going. Okay, where are we, Michael?
We can read 10 again or move on to 11.
Read 10 quickly.
10. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and we do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but He waits for a time when we will have the vessels with which to receive the faithful bounty, and then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short.
Ken.
Right. 11.
There is no light without a vessel, no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this vessel called desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what he is losing by not having the vessel called desire to bestow. For this reason, man must introspect on what causes him not to have the desire to bestow. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. When he has the real lack, meaning when he can already pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the vessel, meaning the real lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered and he receives assistance from above. It is as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
Questions? Itafor.
Rab, non mi è chiaro una cosa. Noi tutto quello che tu stai dicendo che otteniamo dalla preghiera è come
not clear to me. Everything that you say that we attain by prayer, it's like something needs to happen someplace that we don't understand anything about.
Come organizzarsi ed è possibile.
And so the question is, how can we organize ourselves? Like, do we need to enter some frequency that we're in that same line with what's supposed to occur as a result of the prayer?
Look, let's say, try to imagine to yourself that to the same extent that you don't feel the friend, to that extent you don't feel the Creator. Truly so. That to the extent that you're incapable of being in order to bestow to the friend, you can't bestow to the Creator. Before you, there's a game, a team, a group. Try to come closer to it, truly, in practice, and to perform all kinds of actions you would like to perform to the Creator. Go ahead. What's stopping you? What's standing in your way? You talked about it many times. Everyone understands that by this we advance, perform actions, each one towards his friends. When you're talking and saying that this is what you should do to the Creator, that's all. And you'll see it will become clearer to you what spiritual work means. Yes, Michael.
There is nobody in the world that I feel closer to than the ten.
I believe you.
So where else do I have room here to check how to get even closer to them? What more do I lack to do? Because with respect to them, I am as much love towards them as possible, as much as I'm capable.
Try to perform the same actions, intentions, emotions, even out in the open, that they'll see and hear, that you see to what extent you reach. That's it. That's all in all what Rabash writes for us. That's the whole reason that the Creator broke the vessel he created, the vessel of Adam HaRishon. If this vessel, he created the four phases of direct light and Prina Dalet that felt shame of receiving, if she could turn herself to in order to bestow immediately, then you have the creator and the created being that feels the opposite of the creator, which is terrible shame, being the opposite, separate from the creator, but wanting to be in adhesion with him. Were it to want to be in adhesion, that's it. It's all done. It's nothing more to do. The creator being discovers how much he is incapable. He can't reach adhesion with the creator. And then he's ready to go for this whole process, the shattering and all this process. However, in truth, there was no obligation for it to receive in order to bestow. He could have received in order to receive, but for the shame, the gap he felt between himself and the Creator caused him to agree to the whole way, all the way, just to get rid of the shame and instead of it to reach honor. This is what we call, not the honor we talk about in this world, the honor which is the opposite of shame. So we understand we have no choice but to realize everything within the society. It wasn't so clear to us throughout everything humanity went through, but today we're in the verge of the last generation, and then we're going to have to realize it in the whole human society.
We in the Ten can stabilize this gap, establish this gap, like you said, between Malchut and Keter. So we'll have like shame upon which, as you said.
In the Ten, you're going to have to feel like in the full Ten Sefirot, the entire creation, with all the results that are there. Ita 1.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Il mio desiderio di ricevere va sempre in.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Che mi porta un vuoto.
My will to receive always brings me some emptiness, and in this emptiness, I request of the Creator, give me the force to bestow. But the disappointment I feel from the will to receive. Is there no danger that it will despair me too much from turning to the Creator?
No. If you are not alone, but rather with a group, so as much as you invest in them and they invest in you, accordingly you advance. If you are alone, so with every state that you're alone, you may fall, and then when the vessel is entirely is big and it's changing and it's bringing a new illumination to you so that you can awaken from it, who knows when that will happen. That's why, as close as possible to the Ten, performing actions with them, the study, etc., the lessons, you can be certain by that you'll advance fast. By that you awaken on yourself all the time, the closest light. That's holding the Ten, that's changing the Ten, etc. Kiev.
Kiev.
Здравствуйте. Да. Вопрос от десятки. В предыдущем, в десятом
отрывке сказано, question from the Ten.
Получим от Творца ответ.
And the previous excerpt in number 10 says, we can receive from the Creator, he answers, meaning all prayers at one time.
Well,
what is the prayer that the Creator answers all at once?
It's not exactly this way. We always get a response from the Creator, and these responses enter into us and they change us each and every time. However, there are such stages in which we already receive more general answer, and then we feel it, a more inclusive answer, then we feel it. I can't explain beyond that. Okay, friends, what's going on? What's next? Maybe we should go for preface a little.
Either the excerpt of Sukkot or Pticha. Preface.
No, I think we'll go to preface first and then Sukkot. Yeah, let's do it.
So before the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song.
Anyone, no matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away, every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to ten. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day. Everyone's gonna come out to play, out of their hideaway, how do you do? Any game, ready to follow you anywhere, whatever you wanna play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone count to ten. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Six, five, four, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.